according to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs.
You're listening to the Global Star Radio Network, located at Telstar 5 KU band, frequency 11836, symbol rate 20770. Thank you for listening.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay on a beautiful fall afternoon here, and certainly it is really a beautiful, beautiful time to be alive here on the west coast of Santa Cruz. The air is cool and crisp, and of course the rest of the world is having all sorts of problems. There's some fire south of us, but they're certainly not interfering with the wonderful life we live here. Well, with us today, of course, is Bob Chapman for the International Forecaster, and we're going to be talking with him about what is happening financially. We know that a large number of Chinese came to the United States last week to talk to the American people because they own so many, I think, $700 or $800 billion worth of our bonds. Between the Chinese and the Japanese, they control a majority of the foreign held national debt of the United States, and they're very, very worried that suddenly the dollar is going to be destroyed, their investment's going to be undermined. So they have been simply repeatedly talking to American representatives about their concern over the value of the American dollar. Now, on Friday, we saw gold shoot up $20 in one day. We saw silver go up 50 cents. It was up strongly this morning, and then it backed off again suddenly during the course of the day. And the question is, why are these things happening? And to explain to us what is really happening, why Bob Chapman, who will be appearing on the George Norrie show tomorrow night, his fame is spread far and wide. Hi, Bob. How are you doing?
Pretty good. And I appeared Saturday night.
Oh, you did
Sunday
appear?
Morning.
Oh, good. Well, what sort of response did you get?
So far, just a couple of thousand people.
Okay, fine. Well, I think that's wonderful. I hope you explain to them that this whole financial collapse is engineered.
Well, I did, as a matter of fact. And I was given pretty good leeway during the course of the program. I was very conservative in what I had to say. And most of which I've talked about on this program. There was 2 hours of call-ins, which I thought was really good because it allowed me more diversity, and it was the things that people wanted to know about, which I think is the essence of any program. And so it worked out very well. As you and I know, we haven't been on there for 5 years.
Well, the last time I was beyond was maybe about 6 months ago. They were all set to go. They called at 5 o'clock in the evening and said, sorry, don't call us, we'll call you, and that was the end of that. Anyway, of course, I think it's important that you got the information out. I'm just so grateful that you had the opportunity, because your message is very similar to my message, and that this whole thing is contrived, and of course, they are intentionally and purposely destroying our economy here in the United States because they want to bring about a one-world government, and the average American just can't believe anybody would be that crass or cruel or simply bringing all this suffering onto so many people. Well, tell us, what do you think about this Chinese visit yesterday? Why did the price of gold spike up on Friday? What's really going on?
Well, last week, they manipulated it downward. And I said on Tuesday evening before we transmitted our publication on Wednesday that I felt that... Oh, there's the music.
Well, go right ahead. I'll tell you when to slow down.
All right. And what was I saying now?
You said on Tuesday just before you...
Yeah, and I said they can't hold it down. It'll go right back up again, which it did on Thursday and Friday. And then again today, which usually is a bad day for gold, and it was up $7 more than it closed at. And it looks like it wants to go higher, and the shares do as well. And so with that in mind, I think that we got a chance to move forward here. There'll be interruptions by the working group and financial markets trying to hold it down, but I don't think they're going to be successful. And I noticed in the very, very thin market, they're keeping the stock market up. They had it up over.
Hold that thought.
Sure.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty. Our guest is Bob Chapman from the International Forecaster. And now, see if he's on George Norrie's on Saturday night. I refer to him as the famous Bob Chapman. Anyway, Bob, of course, had an opportunity to share with millions of people across America the truth about what's happening financially, that they're not going to get to the regular media. We were talking with Bob about what happened. Certainly on Friday, gold was up $20 an ounce. It was up again, $9 this morning. They knocked it down $7, but still up a couple of dollars from Friday up to about $9.50 or so, $9.50, $3.55. Silver was up strongly. And, of course, a number of Chinese representatives of the Chinese government were here last week talking to the people in Washington, D.C. Do we have any idea what they talked about or what decisions were made? And Mr. Geithner is making all sorts of rumbles about maybe even having to increase taxes on those very rich people because, of course, we've got to have a stable dollar. Go right ahead.
Well, I don't know, and I don't think anybody outside the tight circle knows what the Chinese had to say. And you were talking earlier about how much China and Japan own and treasury paper. And I would say that the figure is probably just around $1.5 trillion. And the treasury foreign holdings is just a shade under $3 trillion. So they own about half of it between the two of them. So as far as China is concerned, they want to dump paper, and I think they're doing it. And I think they're sellers. I mean, we got a close today, and the USDX, now the USDX is an index with six stocks versus the U.S. dollar on a weighted basis, the strongest being the euro at around 57%. Today, now mind you, it was just 2 months ago that we had everybody who was in the dollar at 89.5. I told them to get out and go short. We do have some subscribers who play those markets. And I don't recommend that you do that unless you're a pro. You get really good help. And I do have people who are really good who could help you. But it's not for the novice, believe me. So it came down and closed today over that two-month period off 0.77 at 77.57. Now, there was supposed to be support at 78, but the U.S. government did not support at 78.
Hold that thought. We'll be back here in just a moment.
Okay.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Bob Chapman was saying we really don't know what the Chinese talked about last week, but he says between the Chinese and the Japanese, they own just about almost $1.5 trillion. Of dollars worth of our debt. And, of course, they're concerned the dollar's going to drop and they're going to lose the value of their investment in American Treasury debt. Bob's talking about how the dollar has fallen from 89 on the USDX, that's the basket of currencies, a couple of months ago. It's down, I think it hit, what, 77 today, 77-something?
Yeah, the close today was a 77.57, and it looks like, and this is a reflection of what went on at the Bilderberg meeting in Greece in June, where they decided they were going to let the dollar go down. And when I heard that, and that's when I told people to get out. And we'll have a test now at 71.18. And how long it's going to hold remains to be seen. I imagine it should get there in September or October, which is what I projected in May. And at least by the end of the year, but probably in September or October. And I would think that, just for appearances, that the U.S. government would step in and support it, perhaps run it back up to 74 or something, 75, and then it would come back down and retest. And it might do that five or six times over the next year. On the other hand, depending upon the situation, you know, we got the Basel Accord rules coming up in September, and what these people are going to have to do in the banks is marked to the market, irrespective of what the U.S. government wants. And that's going to change things as well. So sometime over, from October onward, sometime over 6 months to a year and a half, or in other words, a total of 2 years, the dollar will go to 40 on the USDAX. And I think at that time that they'll have a meeting like the Smithsonian in the early 70s and the Plaza Accord of 85, and all of the currencies will be revalued and devalued against one another, and the United States currency, the dollar, will be devalued officially, even though it's down to 40, on a one-for-three basis. You turn in three old ones to get one new one. I'm only guessing, but that seems reasonable. And at the same time, the debt that they have outstanding will be reduced by two-thirds as well. And there'll be other changes, and which will affect everybody throughout the entire world. 64.5% of foreign exchange reserves held by foreign countries are in U.S. dollars. So everybody, so to speak, quote, is going to have a bad time. They're going to lose money. Well, no. And that's why it's so important to be in the only wealth preserving area, wealth preservation by gold and silver, coins and shares. They will go up when this happens. They will go up in September and October. They look ready and raring to go today. And so people, you don't worry about making money. You worry about keeping what you've got. Because if everybody else loses 60 to 90% of their money, which is probable, not possible, probable, and you're sitting there, and let's say you've got $1 million, and you still got $1 million 5 years from now, you're going to be in good shape.
Well, now, basically, my understanding is that the Fed is having to actually raise a lot of money to keep up with our debt. Something the debt is going to be something like $1.8 trillion, maybe more than that, by September 30th, when the year ends, the official year ends. So, so they've been selling a lot of T-bills, a lot of bonds and bills and treasury notes. What sort of response are they getting in the markets? Are they selling pretty well?
Well, first of all, I believe, and we projected this in March, we call for a budget deficit of about $2 trillion. And I've upgraded that figure from the official 1.8 to $2 to $2.5 trillion. And, of course, the president, he said, we're going to have trillion-dollar deficits as far as the eye can see. And so this is going to be nothing new. As far as the Fed is concerned, they are creating money out of thin air, and they are going to purchase between the beginning of the year, actually February, And by September 30th, at the end of the fiscal year, they will have absorbed, monetized $2 trillion in the form of Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, FHA, Ginnie Mac paper. They'll be buying that in the market. And they've already started. They will buy U.S. Treasuries probably in the vicinity of about $700 billion. They haven't told you that yet. They've already admitted to $300. And they will buy about $1 trillion worth of collateralized debt obligations from banks. And the banks will take that money, and they're not going to tell you what they paid for them, of course, and probably far more than they should have. But the American taxpayers paying for it, so who cares? And so the banks, will receive this money. They'll either keep the money on deposit or use treasuries. The main thing is to keep the banking institutions, quote, solvent. And, of course, they're not solvent, any of them. They're still leveraged anywhere between 40 and 70 times their asset base. And normal is 8 to 10 times. So you can see what a wild run they went on. But that was all deliberate because they want their banks, their brokerage houses, their insurance companies to survive. They're being those controlled by the Illuminati. And that's why they're getting all this money. If you notice, seven insurance companies were giving several billion dollars each. AIG's been given $182 billion. And then you have the banks and the brokerage houses. And so when I think they're going to bring the thing down probably in about a year and a half to two. And their control, they will pull the plug when they want to do it. And in the meantime, well, they'll have a new war. And I think that's why we haven't had a war like with Iran yet, because they're saving it. They want to pull that as a distraction and a way to get rid of excess population. And that will probably happen once the inflationary aspects of the depressionary bubble are over with and are in the form of collapsing, and the deflationary part of the depression begins. And when it begins, that's when they'll have their war, and that's when they'll have total collapse.
Well, of course, right now, how are they going to raise the money that they're going to buy all of these bonds and the paper, the commercial paper, the Fannie Mae, the Ginnie Mae, all these other government securities? Are they simply going to create the money out of nothing? We know, of course, that Bernanke has been giving money to the foreign central banks, or the foreign central banks coming in here and buying up our paper. Bernanke will not tell Congress what's happened to $2 trillion worth of funds. $2 trillion is gone. He says, I'm not going to tell anybody. It's a trade secret of why it could hurt the economy if the American people knew. Are they going to use that money to buy up America's debt? In other words, basically just monetize it through the foreign central banks? What are your thoughts?
Absolutely. It's as simple as that. That's what they're going to do until they're ready to pull the plug.
But that's what
and that's where we're going to have inflation. And we still got it, and all the countries are lying about it. It's still running in varying degrees from 3 to 10%, depending upon where you live, annually. And that figure probably will go to 35 to 50%. If they're unsuccessful doing that, we're going to get a deflationary depression much sooner. But nobody knows, only they know.
Well, when do you anticipate this inflation is going to show its head? Because right now, prices have not zoomed up as we might have anticipated.
Well, it all depends. When they monetize the money that was given to the banks and the brokerage houses, see, they're holding it on deposit, either with the Fed or by buying treasuries. So they've got to use the money for it to become inflationary within the economy. So they got to use it. The inflation is being created now by an 18% increase in money and credit and the inflation that's being created by the creation of money to buy the treasuries and the CDOs and the agency securities, that money is already becoming inflationary, except for what the banks are doing. And so that inflation is offsetting the deflation, which is underlying the economy right now.
Well, certainly we know the major banks are hoarding money. Certainly the Fed is drying up the money, paying the banks actually money to not to lend money. I mean, that's the most incredible thing. And they're simply wiping up all the money from the small banks. I don't know if you saw that interview with Kucinich and the fellow from the Fed. He said, Kucinich can't believe it. You're paying the banks not to lend money. You're paying the banks not to lend money. And the fellow from the Fed said, yeah, well, some agencies are telling them to lend, and some of them are telling them not to lend, but we're paying them not to lend money. What madness is that? Did you see that YouTube, Bob?
Yeah, I had it in the last issue. And it's not really madness, because that's the tack that they want to take in order to bring the world economy to its knees. And then they can say to everybody, well, you're going to do this, that, and the other thing, because we have a one-world government now. And it's as simple as that. And, you know, they told us they were going to do this. I mean, you and I have been fighting this for 50 years, and finally it's coming to a head. And so that's why they do what they do. And it's very difficult for the average person to understand why they would do such a thing. And you won't understand unless you've taken years of reading of all of the ideas and writings that have come out of the Council on Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission, the Royal Institute, and just on and on, Bilderbergers. And so if you've kept up with it, you understand who they are, what their goals are. They've told us. They've told us. I mean, look at Walter Cronkite, before he died with the United World Federalists. He just stood there and said, well, one world government and this and that and the other thing. And they come right out and tell you what they want. And, you know, and then I have some people, particularly professionals in this profession, say to me, well, how could you prove that? I tell them, look, don't bother me. I've just spent 50 years studying this. What am I supposed to do? Go back and pull out every one of the 15 or 20,000 books that I've read and chapter and verse it for you? Google it. Go to Google and find out books on the Illuminati and the conspiracy, the Brotherhood of Darkness, and so on and so forth. You know, I'm not in the business of trying to convince people of anything. The facts are there. If you want to get them, fine. If you don't, you probably get caught in the maelstrom, and you probably not do very well.
Well, they're in the process of transferring the wealth of the American people to, and the jobs of the American people to other countries, and that's pretty obvious just reading the Earth chart. I mean, they lay it all out there. They call for the equitable distribution of wealth within nations and between nations. And, of course, once you understand, that was actually written by Stephen Rockefeller, who was deeply involved in the occult, who was David Rockefeller's nephew. And you can see the Trilateral Commission and the globalists carrying out that program of equitable distribution of wealth between nations, which means, of course, transferring American jobs to foreign countries. It's right there in black and white. Anybody can read it up on the Internet, and that explains the whole globalist agenda.
Yeah, I saw that photo with Soros and Rockefeller and Gates and his buddy there, the Oracle of Omaha, Buffett.
Warren Buffett, yeah.
And what was it, the World Population Control or something? And there were a couple of women there. I forget who they were. But, you know, these people are insane. They want to do away with at least 50% of the people on the planet. I mean, Do normal people do want to do those things? Of course not.
Well, we're not working or dealing with normal people, Bob, as you well know. We're dealing with people who have a different worldview, and I believe it because they worship a different God. We'll be right back here. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Bob Chapman. We're talking about the things that are going on today financially, and certainly the stock market's going up. And everybody, of course, is happy when the stock market goes up because they really think it means something. But certainly, Bob, you pointed out that the volume is really quite low. Why is the stock market going up, with a very low volume? Ordinarily, the stock market's going up on its own. It has a high volume and lots of people are jumping in. Do you think the average individual is jumping in the stock market now because they want to get on there before it's, and ride it all the way up to the top? Up again?
Some are, but not very many. I think most of it's professional. I just think they're going with the trend and trading. And in Europe during the month of August, virtually nothing goes on. And most of the hedge funds are either in England or are on the continent. And so they're not going to be doing much. And so you're not going to see really real action in the market until September. And I think it'll be mostly to the downside. And, you look at the low volume, and then you think to yourself, well, 73% of the trades are from black boxes. I mean, they're only interested in trading in fractions during the course of the day. And then you have Goldman Sachs and a group of others who are front-running the trades. And I think a lot of people are falling away from the market, professionals as well as individuals and corporations. And so I think that the volume is going to continue to slacken even after the summer. And I think that black box trading should be banned, period. I mean, why is the New York Stock Exchange charging Goldman Sachs and the others that have their computers close to the computer that the New York Stock Exchange has that filters the orders? They're getting paid for that. They're aiding and abetting. And they're even paying other algorithm, black box people to come into the market, and they pay them a quarter of a penny if they'll come in and give the market liquidity by buying and selling and hopefully making a profit at that. And things that were unheard of 50 or 30 or 20 years ago. I mean, can you imagine the NYSE getting paid to have these front-running programs right there in front of their computer, which are, front-running, screwing the public. The public includes other professionals as well. And also giving a quarter of a penny for brokerage houses to go in and make markets. That's unbelievable. I mean, I spent 28 years in that business. I mean, if you'd done that 28 years ago, they would have thrown you in jail. The whole system is so corrupt. It's unbelievable. And these sociopaths, they don't care. They think it's okay. They really believe that.
But you see, they control, or their agents control, the Securities and Exchange they control the commodity exchange, and they know that the commodities are being manipulated. They knew about, certainly they had to know about Madoff. He was meeting with them on a regular basis, and yet they let him get away with robbing and stealing $60 billion from a lot of really trusting Jewish people. They trusted Madoff because he was Jewish. I mean, certainly, many of them lost, their entire life savings. Foundations lost everything they had. And the Securities and Exchange Commission allowed that to happen. Now, and then...
That's right.
We know very well that they're manipulating the price of gold and silver today. We know now they're suddenly finding that, gee, maybe somebody manipulated the price of oil up to $147 a barrel last year. Gee, maybe we ought to look into that. I mean, I knew that they were manipulating it. You can read my newsletters written a year ago. We talked about how they were manipulating the price of oil. And it's amazing that these people, supposedly so sharp, protecting the American people from fraudulent activities, had no idea. And of course, the truth of the matter is, they had an idea, they're doing what they're told to do. And anybody from these various government agencies who tries to do it right, what's right, is going to get into terrible problems. We live in a corrupt and fallen society, and until people really realize that, of course, these things are going to continue going on. But until you have a moral foundation for the society we live in, of course, there is no way that any of these things are going to get corrected. Once a nation turns against God, God eventually turns against that nation. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here, and of course, Bob, traditionally, why we find that October is when the market drops out. Do you think we're going to get a big drop out this October? Any thoughts on that one way or the other?
I certainly do. I mean, we've seen the market go up 50%, and it's the same kind of rallies that we had in 1930 and then again in 1932 that ended in disaster, and they are rallies that are considered to be bear market rallies. Of course, you have a few of these chartists and wavists and cyclists who say, no, this is a new bull market. The same people who told us that gold was never going to go over $300 an ounce. And they're the same people who, in the last two or three years, have said that gold was going to fall back to $500, $600, or $700, and it hasn't done that. So they've all been wrong. And so, you know, you stay with the trend, and it's your friend, and you don't trade. You don't try to outsmart the market because you're not smart enough, because you're not a professional. And you just be happy that your stocks are higher than when you bought them, and that you're not getting massacred in the market. And we don't want to see you get involved in a Fort Apache thing. And, you know, it's a Minnesota Star. It was read to me. I don't have a copy of it yet. But the attorneys say that they've had to call in the FBI because all the money has disappeared.
That is what I was so afraid was going to happen. This is going because, you know, Pat Kiley targeted the Christians, and he was on a lot of good Christian stations at WWCR, stations owned by my friends. He talked the talk, but I keep telling people, do not invest. Give somebody else your money to invest, because it's greed that gets us into situation, and then when, of course, they find out what's really happened, fear sets in. We seem to be motivated by fear and greed.
And it's a tragedy, because I think, and I'm guessing, but from what I've told so far, the money's all gone. And, you know, Hold that thought.
We'll be right back with Bob Chapin. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Chris Bob was just talking about the Pat Kiley situation, and of course, I know our good friend Melody Cederstrom said 3 years ago when a lot of people were going to invest with Pat Kiley, she called him and talked to him. She couldn't get a straight answer. She pleaded with her investors and her friends not to invest with Kiley. And they went ahead and did it anyway. We've had calls. We had one call from a gentleman who, you know, he had $10,000. He's disabled. He got the disability settlement. He invested with Kiley. Then, of course, they called him and told him he'd make a lot more money if he could just invest more. He didn't have any more money. So they talked him into taking out credit cards and borrowing 70 $1,000 on the credit cards. And then, of course, when he had expended the credit cards, why, they talked him into mortgaging his home. And so he mortgaged his home, and he gave the money from the credit cards and the money from the mortgaged home, and suddenly he's calling in and saying, what should I do? And I said, I'd talk to the FBI. I don't think there's anything you can do. I think that your greed has got you into problems. And, I mean, I don't blame people for being greedy. It's simply a normal tendency we have, but I'm old enough. I've been there. I've done it. And do not trust anybody with your money. And certainly, somebody else called in from the Spokane area. There were several families invested over $1 million with Pat Kiley. And nobody knows where Pat is. Nobody knows where the money is. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. If you have a question or comment, but Pat Kiley targeted the Christian population, the Christian audiences. And, of course, Christians are just, unfortunately, as gullible as the Jewish audiences who got sucked in by Bernie Madoff. If you have a question or comment, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Bob, I want you to give out your website and tell people how to get in touch with you and how they can get a copy of the International Forecaster.
Well, the forecast is about business, finance, economics, and social and political issues all over the world. We publish on Wednesday and Saturdays via the Internet on email, and it runs around 35 or 40 pages each time. And we have a hard copy that goes out twice a month for those who are not on the Internet. And if you'd like to get a free introductory copy, you can do that one of three ways. You can go to our site, theinternationalforecaster.com. That's theinternationalforecaster.com. Or you can email us. And that address is bob@intforecaster.com. bob@intforecaster.com. And you can call toll-free 800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188.
Well, certainly, is the FBI looking into the Pat Kiley situation?
Right. I was told by some of the people who brought legal action that their attorney in Ohio had hired an attorney in Minneapolis, and the Minneapolis attorney called in the FBI, and I'm sure that many other people had asked the FBI to do so. But when an attorney asked them to come in, they listened. And the money evidently went to, and this is what the reporting from the Minneapolis Star said, went to a bank in Wisconsin and from there disappeared. And there's no records anywhere except in Minneapolis at their headquarters as to, you know, who's got the accounts and who has what. And what I can't understand is how can people believe they can get away with doing such a thing?
Well, how can people invest, you know, in a scheme with a fellow they don't know? Of course, he used some very, very clever techniques. He called himself UBS Financial. Well, that gives us the idea of Union Bank of Switzerland. You know, Union Bank of Switzerland's a pretty big and responsible agency. It basically is the third largest bank in the world. It certainly was one of the largest banks in Switzerland, if not the largest bank in Switzerland. And UBS, I mean, how could you lose with UBS? But the trouble is that it had nothing to do with UBS. He just called himself UBS. So like a fellow I got into a business deal with who called himself G.C. Morgan. Well, of course, that was a takeoff on J.P. Morgan. And suddenly, J.P. Morgan, richest guy in the world. And this guy's G.P. Morgan must be somehow related to that. Obviously, we can trust him. Well, unfortunately, I think, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to have to learn you can't really trust anybody in this world. We live in a fallen world. And you're better off to make the mistakes yourself, but don't look to anybody else really to help you. I think Bob's advice is good. Get into gold, get into silver, and where you keep it is nobody's business. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And I really feel so terribly sorry for the people who got into this, but as this one man said, why, he was on Christian radio. He was on WWCR, Worldwide Christian Radio. I thought I could trust him, you know. Didn't they check out the people before they put them on? And I don't think the radio stations check anybody out. And, you know, they put them on and they pay for the time. But people are going to have to start being responsible, but they violated the three rules of investing are diversify, diversify, diversify. Do not put all your eggs in one basket. What are your thoughts on that, Bob?
Well, I talked to somebody today who did diversify. They went into Kylie's program. I'm serious. That's exactly what he said to me. And I had talked to him, I don't know when it was, 6 or 8 months ago. And maybe a year ago, and I said, look, you don't want to do that, and this is why. And we get over 100 people out of that program, but there's still 35 that didn't listen. And, you know, my husband made me do it, or my wife made me do it, or I wanted to diversify, or he was a good Christian. And
well, he talked about the New World Order. He talks about everything you and I talk about. And he just fleeced an awful lot of sheep, and a great tragedy is...
Well, if he did, he's going to go to jail for the rest of his life.
Well, I certainly hope he shares a cell with Bernie Madoff. But if he's, I suspect he's already disappeared, and he's been planning this for a long time. But be that as it may, I mean, I think that I hope that people will learn from this sort of thing. You cannot trust, you know, your money with anybody. And you can't even trust the banks, but certainly, you know, they're probably better off in a bank. But because somebody says they're UBS Financial doesn't mean they have anything to do with the Union Bank of Switzerland. Well, Bob, why don't you talk about your view on what people should be doing with their money rather than investing it with Pat Kiley?
Well, what you should be doing, number one, is you should, and this is the basic before you invest anything, dehydrated foods, freeze-dried food, a filter, a method of defending your family, and then you start thinking about going into markets and protecting yourself, perhaps. You do not want to be in the stock market. It's already made a giant run from the bottom. It's not going to go much further, if any. Second of all, you do not want to be in cash value insurance policies. Get the cash out and replace them with level term policies. And annuities, get out of them unless they're totally in bonds. And then you want to be in gold and silver related assets. And I don't know any place else to go. And if anybody does know, please let me know so I'll know, so I can tell people if it's a reasonable, logical thing to do. And so that, to me, is where it's all at.
And I think the thing is that a lot of people are trying to figure out how to get rich. And the thing is, do not think about how you're going to get rich. Think about how you're going to maintain what you have. Because the people who are going to try to get rich are going to lose, you know, what they've invested. An awful lot of people have lost everything they have so far, at least to try to get out of debt. And remember Richard Russell's statement, he who loses the least wins. He who loses the least wins. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Our guest, of course, is Bob Chapman from the International Forecaster. And these are tragic days for many people who listened to a soothing voice on the Christian radio who talked about follow the money into us. I think that was the title of Pat's program, wasn't it, Bob?
Yes, that's correct.
And weren't you on with them for a time?
Yes, I was.
I know you got out of it about a year ago.
Questions. Yeah, well, no, it was in May a year ago. And I started to ask questions because I had received complaints from people who said that they had tried to get their money out and they couldn't, or they weren't making the kind of return that they've been had been told that, you know, they would make.
How much did, and, what return were they supposed to get?
Most of what I heard was 11 to 12%, and at times they'd make 20 or 30. And so, you know, I said to them, these people are not making 11 or 12%, and they're having a hard time getting their money. I can't understand why. And thirdly, the statements that they put out, they had one line, and that was what it was worth at the end of the quarter. And, you know, I was in the brokerage business for 28 years. And you don't give out a one-line statement. And what really got to me was I had a number of statements, and they all had different amounts of money, and at the end of the quarter, they all made the same amount of money. Then I knew there was a real problem. And I explained this to 150 people, and about 105 listened, and about 30 of them didn't.
Well, of course, that's really a tragedy, and so many people, I'm sure, have... Well, did the 105 get their money out of it, you know? Or
yeah,
did they just not invest?
No. They did. They had the money in there. It was removed.
Okay, fine. So they were able to get
the
money.
And the way they got it was I told them that if you have any trouble getting your money immediately, you just tell them that you're going to go to the Attorney General's office in the state of which you live, and the AG office in Minnesota, and you'll contact the Federal Trade Commission and the Federal Bureau of Investigation. And they knew that these people knew what to do because they had talked to me, and so they obliged and sent them their money. And I just, like you say, I feel so sorry for the people who didn't get out, and but... You know, different things motivate different people. And so I did what I could.
Well, of course, you know, anybody who's going to pay you 11 or 12%, you know, a return on your money, you just really want to be very, very suspicious about it. I remember a church I went to maybe a decade and a half ago. Well, most of the people of that church were in an investment. It was in commodity futures, but it was all done by computer. You couldn't lose. And they were getting 40% a year. And I knew people who were actually getting their 40% a year. I mean, there were three or four of them that I knew. And they were telling other people, and they were telling other people, and they were getting 40% a year, and they kept coming to me and saying, Stan, you got to get in this. This is too good to be true. And I said, you're absolutely right. That's the reason I'm not going. Well, you know what eventually happened. And one of my good friends, an orthopedic surgeon, one of the smartest people I ever met, invested $80,000 in a scheme that was too good to be true. And it was. Well, let's go to Mark, who's calling from Ohio. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And I think Barnum said it best. He said, yeah, there's one born every minute. We've all been there. I'm not above it. I've made my mistakes. I've paid my dues. And I just, if I can do nothing else, I can caution you, don't make that mistake. Do not trust somebody else to invest your money. And especially if they're going to pay you 11 or 12%, and especially if they're going to pay you 40%. Mark, how are you doing?
Pretty good, Dr. Stan. Bob, how are you doing?
Fine, thank you.
Hey, I want to say I've learned the hard way, and I've also, hopefully, by God's grace, learned from other people's mistakes in life. And I've noticed there are about three different types of individuals that kind of get my antennas to stand up. One is the person that seems to join a group or a cause, and they seem to like to be in the spotlight. They are somebody to beware of. Also, somebody who's always accusing others, always finding fault with others. Invariably, they got skeletons in their closet. You're to beware of them. And the third is the individual that seems to know how to talk the lingo, how to worm his way into a situation or a group or into a group of people, talk the lingo, speak to people's needs and fears. And I think that is where this Mr. Kiley gentleman, I had listened to you and him for a couple years, and something just didn't ring true. I'm not saying he didn't fool me completely or whatever, but something didn't ring true. But I think that with the audience he was talking to, it helped that he was able to, helped him, that he was able to play on fears, or he knew the fears and the dread and the things that those of us in the Patriot community, if you will, are concerned with. And I think that has been it's really the blight of mankind, is that there are always wolves in sheep's clothing, not wolves in wolves' clothing, wolves in sheep's clothing. And I think, especially nowadays, these are the times to beware of that, because you think it's bad now. When things really tank, those wolves are going to be running amok, because people are going to be more desperate than they've ever been. And I think, and I pray, that hopefully this situation with him will be a lesson for us all to prepare and to brace ourselves and to be twice as wary, if you will.
I think you're absolutely right, Mark. I agree with everything you said. Very well said. We're going to have to go because we got a whole board full. But God bless. Thanks
God
for
bless
what you
too.
Said. Bye. Let's go to Ralph calling
you.
From Oklahoma. Yeah, Bob, what do you think about what Mark said? Bob?
Hello?
Bob, are you there?
This is Ralph.
Well, this is Ralph. Go right ahead. I don't know what happened to Bob.
Anyway, this is Ralph. And anyway, on the subject there with Kylie and a question for you and Bob, I think you mentioned, Dr. Stan, that people thought the broadcaster should be responsible for having people like him on there.
Well, sometimes we all get fooled. Hold on, we'll be back in just a moment.
Okay.
Go ahead, Ralph.
Okay, anyway, I thought after, it was probably 2 or 3 months back, how could these same people thinking the network should be accountable when this guy came out with, as he claimed, he was reading from the Army Times one Saturday morning out of a regular AM station out of Kansas here, reading from the Army Times now. The total weapons confiscation would take place in September, and as soon as that was taken care of, they would come after the gold. He read that off just exactly like he was actually reading it, and stayed on there. Now, they finally pulled him off of there a week ago, I guess, but when people hear things like that and don't wonder about somebody like him, how could they even think about a network being accountable?
Well, the thing is, we got to be responsible for ourselves. People always want to blame somebody else. We try to screen people. We've actually had to get rid of 3 of the people we carried who were actually paying us to be on the air. We're selling gold because, in one way or another, they were not honest. And believe me, we try to have honest people on.
I know
but,
you do.
But all we can do is do our best. Hey, we're going to have to run. Ralph, God bless.
Thank you.
Thank you. Let's go to Greg calling from Santa Cruz. Greg, your quick question. I don't know what happened to Bob. Go ahead.
I'm here.
Hi, Dr. Stan.
Yeah, but Bob, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead, Greg.
Hi, Dr. Stan. This is Greg. I listen to you now and then. Do you know anything about ASD, Surf Daily, as a Ponzi scheme? I haven't heard anything on the news about it, but I've seen so much on the Internet. And I'll take my question off the air.
What is the question once more time?
Do you know anything about the AdSurf Daily ASD Ponzi scheme?
Bob, do you know anything at all about that? I don't.
No, I haven't heard anything about it.
No, but believe me, there's a lot of Ponzi schemes out there, and anybody's going to give you 11 or 12%, you know, unless maybe they're a hedge fund. You know, certainly it's lying, and they're a hedge fund. You may very well lose all of your money, as a lot of them have. But,
well, you know. I just picked up an article today. I think it was a whole bunch of rabbis were doing some kind of money laundering. I mean, you know, where does it end?
Well, until you have moral people, why, of course, and I will tell you, I think there's a little greed in all of us, but what we need is people who fear the Lord. Hey, Greg, thanks very much for being with us. God bless.
Thank you.
And Bob, thank you very much. It's always a pleasure to have you. We'll talk to you tonight.
Bye-bye.
Night. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here, and we do hope, of course, you enjoyed our conversation with Bob. He'll be back again for our evening program on Radio Liberty. But just be wary. I think you need to get our talk on the financial tsunami, and we give you the three rules of investing that if you remember them, why do you diversify, you diversify, you diversify. You put your wealth in a number of different places, not all in one basket, because, of course, somebody's going to come along like Pat Carley and step on your basket or said some of these other scam artists, some of these other Ponzi scheme artists, and you're going to be left high and dry. And so many people who invested with Bernie Madoff lost their life savings, and a lot of them are going to have to go back to work again when they're 80 years old. Ladies and gentlemen, we live in a fallen world, and when you understand that, so much of what's going on makes sense. If you don't understand that, why, you're going to be taken as well. Remember what Richard Russell said, he who loses the least wins. But then, of course, you have to understand we're really involved in a spiritual battle. You need to understand how this all fits together spiritually, and if you have not yet seen the Pastor Billy Crone 10 DVD series on Final Countdown, you need to get it, part one, part two, available from Radio Liberty. We recommend it. We think it'll provide you with a lot of information you need to know for times like this, because you look at unfolding events, both political and ideological and financial, through the prism of biblical prophecy. And then, of course, we do hope you'll want to get our DVDs on these Sold Their Souls for Rock and Roll. You'll want to get the Secret Mystery series of DVDs. That's the Secret Mystery 1. The Riddles in Stone, the Secret Architecture of Our Nation's Capital. And then finally, we hope that you'll want to get the Eye of the Phoenix going into the emblems on the back of the dollar bill, so you'll begin to understand the true nature of our currency and how these people who control our financial system and our government hide their emblems in plain sight. They're putting out a lot of information to confuse you about the emblems on the back of the dollar bill. Even many of our major Christian ministries have been taken in by this because they cannot let the people understand the truth. And that is that emblem on the back of the dollar bill is the emblem of the ancient mystery religions that it's been around for, as Professor Carol Quigley said in the interview we have with him, it's been around for 6,000 years. So what's it doing on the back of the dollar bill? Why, we are completing the plan that's been around for 6,000 years. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. I should point out that we do have an opportunity to pick up additional radio stations, but we can't do it unless we have the funding for it. So if you are in a position to help, we'd love to hear from you. And we really need to reach as many people as we can today with an understanding of what's going on. So give us a call if you're able to help, or you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. So many of our supporters have been laid off, lost their jobs, are in financial problems, and some of the people who have been with us for 10 or 15 years have had to drop by the wayside. So, and we need to keep getting funds so we can keep the program on the station you're listening to. So if you can contribute to us, I would love to hear from you. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. If you want to continue hearing the program on this station, our number, 1-800-544-8927. We hope you'll join the Radio Liberty family of supporters and join us in this epic struggle that's being fought for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. And, of course, that's what it's really all about. There are powerful spiritual forces out there, And, of course, our job is to reach as many people as we can in the time we have. So, again, our number...